Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." There are some who would make the charge that the Bible's teaching about women is sexist and demeaning. Now, to be fair, women have been marginalized, oppressed, and treated as lesser by men going back as far as humanity has existed. But is it true that God's word teaches that women are somehow inferior to men? Here in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, we find a passage that some might point to as diminishing women. It seems to indicate that woman was created only as a helper for man. But in fact, the word helper here in the Hebrew is the same word that is most often used to describe God's relationship to us as our helper. Psalm 33 verse 20 says, "We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." So clearly, being a helper is not at all an indication of inferiority or lesser status. In fact, God is our helper exactly because He is superior and more capable than we are. Even in the context of the story, the need for woman to be created was not because man wanted someone to rule over. He already had dominion over all the earth and the animals. He needed an equal, a counterpart to rule with him. In Genesis 1, we see that it is not just man who was created in God's image, but mankind, male and female together. And try to understand the nuance of this. This is not really saying that both man and woman are created in the image of God, but that it is the combination of both male and female together that represents the full image of God on the earth. This is why you have both male and female descriptions used of God in Scripture. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13 says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." While there are certainly God-ordained differences between the sexes, let us be clear that order of importance or intrinsic value is not one of those differences. And so your reflection for today is this: in what ways have women in society, and even maybe in the church, been overlooked, mistreated, or demeaned? What would it look like for the church to advocate more for a rightful value and honor for women? The closing song for this episode, "Keeper," is by Katie Lawson. For more of Katie Lawson's music, you'll find a link in the episode description. If you're enjoying the podcast, please share this episode with a friend or on social media. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Jay, you can visit dailysabbath.com or our Instagram account @dailysabbath. Teach me.